A room can be occupied, time can be occupied, but you can't be occupied. Hi there! I hope you're fine today. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that makes me happy and encourages me to continue to give you great lessons. In today's lesson, we are going to study important words as usual. But you know, I know that many of you make this mistake. So after this lesson, you will not make this mistake again. So as you could see in the introduction, we are going to speak about the difference between to be occupied and to be busy. To be occupied, you use the verb occupy for different reasons, but not to translate busy, okay? You can use to be occupied for a room, for example, okay? As I said in the introduction, for space, okay? For example, let's imagine you are going to a conference room, okay? And when you open the door and enter the conference room, you can see two groups of people, okay? Two groups of people. So the room is full of people. So you could say two groups of people are occupying the room, okay? Two groups of people are occupying the conference room, okay? That is one usage of the verb to occupy, okay? And you could say the conference room is occupied by two groups of people, okay? The conference room is occupied by many people. Okay? So that was the first usage with occupy, to be occupied. Okay? The second common usage of occupy is when you speak about time. Okay? To occupy time. Like, for example, what do you do to occupy your free time? Me, when I have some free time, I read. I go for a walk, I sleep. So you see, you can do different things to occupy your time, okay? What do you do, or how do you occupy your time? How do you occupy your free time, okay? So this is the second common usage. Let me give you another example. When I travel with my niece, when I travel by train with my niece, I play games, or I read books to occupy her, okay? I don't want her to be bored like that and, you know, doing nothing. No, I play games or I read books to occupy her. You see, that's a very good example to show you the usage of the verb to occupy, okay? So you can occupy space, time, and someone, okay? And speaking of my niece, I play games, I read books with her to occupy her, to keep her busy, okay? And that is a perfect transition to speak about busy. When you do things, when you know, if you need to do this and that, or if you need to go there and over there, you are busy, okay? If you have many things to do, if you have things to do, you are busy. Okay, so you can say, I am very busy today. Today is a busy day, okay? When you are busy, it means you have many things to do. So if you are busy, don't say you are occupied, okay? It is totally different. Please, please, please don't make this mistake again, okay? So as usual, let's practice, okay? Write in the comments one or many sentences with the vocabulary I gave you. Many people are occupying a room. The room is occupied by many people. What do you do to occupy your free time? When I travel with my niece, I play games and I read books to occupy her, okay? And usually I have busy days, and I have many things to do. I need to do this, to do that, to go there, to go over there. Okay, that's to be busy. Okay, I will wait for your comments as usual. I can see them and correct you if necessary. And if you like this video, if you learned many things thanks to this lesson, please like and share. You know that when you like and when you share, that helps me help more and more people. So have a very good day, and don't forget to subscribe if you are not subscribed yet. Have a very nice day. I am eager to read all of your comments, and see you soon. Bye-bye.